This is The Takeaway. I'm Lynn Scher.
And I'm John Huckenberry. And the largest elections and the largest democracy in the world begin tomorrow. And that's not in this hemisphere, no. 714 eligible Indian voters in the largest democracy in the world head to the polls tomorrow. Joining us to set up the election and what's at stake, and we've certainly talked a lot about all of the events in South Asia over the last 6 months leading up to these elections. Joining us now is Sumini Sengupta, New York Times South Asia Bureau Chief from Hyderabad, India. Sumini, first of all, what are the major issues in this election? And it seems to me that the target has shifted, really, over the last few months. We were talking about something very, very different as recently as 6 months ago.
Yeah, I mean, as you mentioned, there are 714 million voters going to the polls starting tomorrow. These elections are going to continue over the next 5 weeks. And because this is such a vast country, it's got so many different local issues that there are very few overarching national issues that people are voting on. The overarching national issues are very generally the economy, prospects for a better life, improving, you know, the lives of very poor people, national security, terror. Those are, you know, somewhat on the radar, but really these are a set of a bunch of local elections with local players, local personalities, local issues.
Well, Sumini, what constitutes a mandate in India then? With 714 million eligible voters, I mean, you could lose by an amount that exceeds the size of the population of the United States.
Well, it's this is a parliamentary system. So really what people are electing are their members of parliament. There are 543 members and elected members of the parliament, the lower house. And so in the state that I'm in right now, in Andhra Pradesh, where the elections begin tomorrow, there are, for example, 42 parliamentary seats. So you're going to go vote for your member of parliament, who will then go to the nation's capital and sit as part of this legislature. So it is true that in some places, a member of parliament can win or lose by a very big margin or a very small margin. But it's not like 714 million people are going to choose between two presidential candidates.
Right, right.
That's not how this election works.
The rate of growth in India has remained in the positive column along with China. Does the economy constitute a positive issue for any candidate in this election, or are people depressed by the amount of decline that has actually taken place compared to what we were talking about just a year ago?
Party, which is called the Indian National Congress, they have made it a point to say during our five-year tenure, the Indian economy has done really well. It has, in fact, clocked an average of almost 9% growth. That's phenomenal. Now, it's very clear that growth rates are plummeting, have already plummeted. But again, the ruling party says, we will take you through. We have weathered this storm, and we will take you through this crisis, whereas the opposition, understandably, is saying that that they have placed you in an insecure
right.
position. So trust us with the government next time around.
Well, the question is, will that confidence take the ruling party into a new mandate, or will local issues predominate? Sumini Sengupta, New York Times South Asia bureau chief, has 714 million eligible voters in India go to the polls tomorrow. Thanks, Sumini.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.